Today is a glorious day. We celebrate the solemnity of Holy Mother St. Clare, the foundress of the Poor Clares, the counterpart, we could say, of St. Francis, and her vocation really did come from the side of St. Francis, so to speak, because she found her vocation through conferring with him, and he wrote her rule, and he inspired her and instructed her what to do in founding the Poor Clares, and she was inspired to live a life of poverty and total dedication to our Lord from him. Although she did grow up in a good Catholic family, her mother was devout Catholic, her father was a wealthy nobleman and the Count of Sassarossa in Italy. And she came from a knightly family. Her uncles were knights, and so she was a beautiful woman herself. She was smart and self-controlled and wise and well-respected in the family. She had suitors who were asking for her hand in marriage at the age of 18 when she finally met Saint Francis, who preached a Lenten sermons in the cathedral during Lent in 1212, and only a few weeks later she gave up everything and began the new life of living a life in the cloister for our Lord. And she had to give all this up, and she had to leave her family in secret on the night of Palm Sunday during that Lent in 1212. She went to the Porciuncula and met St. Francis there with some other friars, and she went there with an elderly relative, and there St. Francis cut her beautiful hair off and put a simple linen cloth over her head and a penitential garb and just a white cord, and this was her new way of living. And she was at first put into a convent of Benedictine nuns until St. Francis situated her in Sant Damiano convent, where she stayed for the rest of her life and lived most of her life in bedridden in illness for 30 years, but led a life of virtue and humility, and she did the lowliest tasks in the convent. There's not a whole lot of information available about her convent life, but she certainly was a great edification to many young women of her day. Her sister joined her, her mother joined her, and other noble ladies in the town of Assisi in Italy joined her in convents, and they spread rather quickly throughout Italy, establishing convents during her life. And so she was a light to the world, as her name says, Clare of Assisi. Even in her womb, her mother had a revelation that her daughter would be a great light to the world, and so she named her Saint Clare. He named her Clare. So she was really a model to the women of her age who were caught up in the worldliness and vanities of her day, as we have in our day, plenty of vanities of this world, many more, actually. And so we need many more St. Clares of our day to inspire the women of our day to forsake the world, forsake the vanities of the world, and to devote themselves entirely to our Lord, either in the lay life or in convent life, to dedicate themselves entirely to God, to live a life of a love for God, total consecration to the love of God, and detachment from the vanities of this world. So we have her as a light to our eyes as well, and we ask for her intercession today to give ourselves totally to God and detach ourselves from the world.